On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
we bought a collection of beers based solely on looks. Now, we just have to see what's inside, and if the inside can live up to the art on the outside.
Yeah.
You know?
Today we're going to try. He looks like a giant insect wearing human clothes, but his story checks out. We're also trying Citra Jam Single Hop IPA. We're trying a mild from Forest and Main Brewing. We're trying Joy Orange Cream Chocolate Stout. Dark Places Imperial Stout with chocolate, vanilla beans, and ancho chilies. And You're Not You When You're Thirsty, Snickers Porter.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hey there, guys. Welcome to another Sud segment where we believe people should be judged on what's on the inside. Specifically, what's on the inside of their beer fridge.
What if people don't have a beer fridge?
Well, then I'm really judging. I mean, yeah, I don't know that I can enter their home if they don't have a beer fridge.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's weird.
I know. Well, I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Dave.
Oh, hey. Hey. I was waiting.
Well, I was going around the table.
It's like a dramatic buildup.
And then I got to you. Yeah, I got to you.
Empty chair, empty chair, sort of empty chair.
Well, you know. Okay.
Great to be here, everyone. Glad I could be part of the crew.
And I am glad as well. So let's face it, we've all been there. You're at the beer store and you're trying to pick out something new and interesting. And there's just so much out there.
So much.
That you have the potential of freezing up. I mean, there's a lot of pressure sometimes.
Paralysis by analysis.
And you're just not sure what to pick. Right?
Except your nose.
So what do you do?
What do you do?
Besides picking your nose. Well, you either go for a brand or a style that you've had 100 times before and you know what they're like.
Yeah.
Or you go for that interesting name and can art.
Yes. Yes. Because if it's pretty, it must be good.
Look, don't be ashamed. We've all done it. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all done it. But you should still be ashamed.
There's nothing to be ashamed about.
Oh, it's shameful.
Whatever. Recently, good old boy Dave and I did just that. We bought a collection of beers based solely on looks. Now, we just have to see what's inside. And if the inside can live up to the art on the outside.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
All right. So, what are we drinking today?
Today we're going to try. He looks like a giant insect wearing human clothes, but his story checks out. That's a Doppelbock from Evergreen Brewing Company in Camp Hill, PA. We actually have covered them in a past episode. We're also trying Citra Jam Single Hop IPA from Dancing Gnome Brewery in Pittsburgh, PA. We've also covered them in a previous episode. We're trying a mild from Forest and Main Brewing in Ambler, PA. I think it's a dark mild. We're trying Joy Orange Cream Chocolate Stout from Flying Monkeys Craft Brewery in Barrie, Ontario, Canada. Freaking Canadians. Dark Places Imperial Stout with chocolate, vanilla beans, and ancho chilies from Abomination Brewing in North Haven, Connecticut. And You're Not You When You're Thirsty, Snickers Porter Beer. Our Snickers Porter from Beer Tree Brew in Port Crane, New York. We've also covered them in a past episode. So a lot of folks we've talked about before on here, but I don't think we've ever discussed any of these specific beers on the show. So I think what we'll do is we'll start, you know, each one, and then we'll kind of describe the can, and then we'll go for you know, the innards.
Sure. All right. Well, we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly, giving our tasting notes like we normally do.
Yep.
And then rating them from 1 to 5, 1 being
not great,
and 5 being hey,
wow, my face got blown off. This beer was so good.
Pretty much. Poof. Yes, face just blown right off.
Tastes good.
Okay.
Like that.
Well, let's get to the beer.
Do it.
Okay. First up is going to be He Looks Like a Giant Insect Wearing Human Clothes, But His Story Checks Out. Doppelbock, 8% ABV. Ooh. One of the brewer's favorites, this Doppelbock was lagered extensively to create a medium full body with a creamy, wow, smooth finish. Notes of rich, malty flavored caramel with dark fruit sweetness of Mission Fig, plum, medjool dates. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Toffee and a slight coffee note. A truly festive and celebratory beer.
This is outstanding. Like this beer, the color, like that nice deep caramel.
Yeah. The color's already drawing me in. Like I'm salivating looking forward to this. Also, it's from Pennsylvania. Yeah. So I know I'm going to love it.
Well,
and it's from Evergreen, and I know I'm going to love it too because I love Evergreen. However,
each beer is a new story, though.
Oh, God, the creaminess.
Yeah. But it has all the things, like the caramel, nice like bread, caramel. There is some of that dark fruit. Slight little bit of alcohol burn at the end, but it's 8%. Very smooth, sure, malty, sweet beer.
You know, and even on a hotter than Hades day like it is out today,
mm-hmm,
I could drink this.
Yeah, I don't know that I would sit out in the sun drinking this, but
well, no, but I mean, in the cool air conditioning, I could drink this any time of year is what I'm getting at.
Oh, this is a good beer. You know, we're having some pizza today. I think it'll pair well with that. You could have a steak or burger.
Oh, gosh.
Something fatty would go along well with this beer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, tell us what it looks like, honey.
Well,
describe
first of all, the can's got a lot of green, so you know I'm a fan. Yeah. And you know what? He is a giant insect, but he does look pretty good. I mean, he's got a really nice plaid sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Kevin.
Okay.
And I mean, he's got it. Kevin, I don't know where he works. I mean, maybe he works for Evergreen.
He could. But his story checks out. They said so.
His story does check out. I think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would definitely walk up to him and say, hey, what are you drinking?
He's got a nice jacket on, too.
He does have a nice jacket, yes. It's a good coordinating color. Yeah.
I think he's a praying mantis.
Okay. He could be. He's not wearing a cross, though, so he's not praying that much.
Wow. That was terrible, but
in my own way, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I think this is a fine start. Now, I don't know necessarily that what's inside matches. Like, I don't think that a praying mantis would necessarily drink a Doppelbock, though if he did, I think that would be pretty rad.
He might. You don't
maybe.
Know?
I mean, maybe. But I am digging the can art.
Do you think the beer... I mean, I think that's one of the coolest beer names and cans that I've probably ever seen.
Oh, heck yeah.
But do you think the beer carries the weight?
Like yes, it, yeah, I do.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, totally. This is a win-win yeah. for me. And this is a solid 4. Yeah.
Good job, Evergreen.
Now, I mean, if it was another insect, I don't know that I would like it as much.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about that.
Like one of those little beetles that's always crawling around our house?
I don't know that I would be a fan.
Yeah.
No, I think this praying mantis type of character.
I think Kevin was the right guy.
Especially with the sweater jacket combo that he has. And not to mention the shirt with the collar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's classy. He's yeah. classy, and so is this beer.
Good job, Kevin.
More when we return.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is, well, we hope that it's more than just a pretty face. And by pretty face, we mean can art. So recently, good old boy Dave and I went shopping for beer, and when we went shopping, we were like drawn to certain cans because you know yourself, when you're looking for a beer, sometimes the can art pulls you right in.
Sometimes the fella just goes right for a nice set of cans. So.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Next beer that we are going to talk about is from a brewery that we have spoken about before. Another Pennsylvania favorite, and I'm talking about Dancing Gnome.
On the Pittsburgh. Right side of the state, too, like the good side of the state.
Really? Really? I think I'm disowning you as a husband. Anyways, from Dancing
God
Gnome.
Almighty, I'm not part of this.
We're going to talk about the Citra Jam. It's a 6.8% ABV. IPA, it's a variant of their IPA jam. So it's brewed with rye and heavily dry hopped with Citra hops.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, there's some disagreement about who picked this can out.
I think it was Dave.
I think it was Julie because it's shiny and she likes shiny stuff.
Okay, before
and there's
we,
a microphone, and you like microphones.
Okay, before we talk about the can art, let's get to the beer.
Okay.
Okay?
It's very
what
hazy.
What do you think of the beer? It is very hazy.
Great aroma. I mean, like, the citra just comes off in waves on this beer. It's so citrusy, juicy.
And also, kudos to Dancing Gnome for doing some single hop
IPAs. Was
you
just
I mean?
Going to say, I love single hop beers, whether it's like a Pilsner or an IPA or whatever. I think if you want to get to know a hop, I think there's no better way. Just sure. showcasing it. And I'm, you know, I also have issues with certain hop combinations and when brewers make like hop salad of like, you know, let's add 15 yeah. different hops here to
yeah.
turn into a big
I mean,
old.
Sometimes whatever. The ambrosia can work.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay.
It can, I mean. But a lot of times you're searching for something and if you don't, and you can get frustrated.
Yeah, the hops sometimes they just get in each other's way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is nice that it's a single hop.
Yeah, and Citra it's a classic American hop. It's just an amazing orangey, kind of citrus, zippy little hop. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it really lets, this beer really lets it shine, and it lets the beer shine too. You know, I think it's really good. And I like the fact they use rye. You know, you get a little extra fruity mint-tooty in there.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. It's kind of impressive because it's, I feel like it's taking it out of like the traditional New England IPA-ishness. Yeah. And giving a little zhuzh, giving a little earthiness.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Western PA flair.
Yeah.
We like Western PA.
Well, I just was thinking more about like Pennsylvania rye as a thing. And I could just feel like this is the type of beer that I'd have out on a trail in Pennsylvania or like going through the mountains or something like that. Like it just makes me feel homey.
A lot of bears up there. Better watch it.
Bears could be my cousins. I don't know.
Could be.
Seen
some of your cousins.
So talking about the can art, it is just, it's silver. It's got a microphone for Citra Jam, you know, like music jam. Yeah. Now, do I say that this is probably the best of the can art? No. But in terms of the beer, I think this is solid.
Yeah, it's very tasty. It's not over the top, like hazy IPA flavors, but it's definitely hazy. It's got great citrus flavor. I'm a fan. I think it's a well-made beer all around. And I would love to try the other variants too.
Yeah, right? That would be really cool. Okay, what would you pair this with?
Spicy foods, you know, typical stuff, tacos. Yeah, I'd have this with some tacos or some spicy kielbasa.
Oh.
And some pierogies.
Oh, yeah, speaking see, my love language.
I know, right? See?
Yes. Okay, now in terms of the can art versus what's inside, I think it's safe to say that what's inside is better than the can art.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to throw shade on their can art. It is what it is. You know, mm-hmm. It drew you in at the store and you grabbed it. So now you have to live, you know, with your decisions, you okay. know, and I think you should. I think you did a great job picking this beer up, buddy.
Wow. I like how you're throwing the blame. Yeah. For your shortcomings. All right. Anyways,
it's too late. It's already in. It's in you. It's part of you now.
Okay, what are we going to rate the Citra Jam Single Hop IPA from Dancing Gnome? Good solid 4?
Yeah, I think
good solid 4.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
I have a bad feeling about where... Oh, wait. No, I think we got one more. Then I think...
What, one more and then things go south?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, they're going to go north, which is the problem.
Okay, next beer up for bids is from Forest in Maine, another great Pennsylvania brewery. This one is for Ambler, PA, which is close to the Philadelphia neck of the woods. Yes, and we have been there before. Really great place. This is called the Dark Mild. It is only 3.8% ABV. Wrap that one around your head, folks. Well, hello, old friend, and nice dark mild to grace us during March mildness. Granted, okay, this is a little bit later than March, but okay, fine, whatever. We brewed this one with Maris Otter and a fun assortment of dark and roasted malt and hopped it with a bit of Fuggles and Polaris hops. Interesting. So you're getting notes of pumpernickel, dried fig, old library books, black currant jam, coffee over ice, and some homemade biscuits. Now, doesn't that description alone just sound yummy?
That's very cool.
It is very cool. 3.8%, okay, speaking of which, pardon?
No, 3.8%. That's just very impressive. Mm-hmm. You know, because that just goes against what most, now, I will say, for a dark English mild, that's exactly where you should be going.
Yes.
3-4% ABV. Perfect sessionable beer where you just go sit, you know. I would love to try it on a hand pump. I bet it's
phenomenal. It's outstanding. Yeah. Yes, like absolutely.
Now this one's so it's we got it. It's a little old. you know, for a small beer.
Sure, but does it taste old?
Not really. I think it may have lost a little bit, but it's been cold pretty much the whole time, so it's I don't think it's had a chance to fall off too much. Still, that when you said coffee on ice, I really get a lot of that, like a little bit of roast, a little bit of chocolate in there. I don't get so much of the dark fruit.
Maybe if it warms up a little bit, you would get little bit more of that, you know.
But a great amount of flavor for a beer of this size. And you could just keep drinking them.
Oh, gosh, yes. Like, and it doesn't taste watery. You know how you would think that such a low ABV beer would be?
Yeah.
There's just, it packs a big punch, I think, anyways.
Yeah.
Well, we will return with more musings in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is kind of cool, or at least I think so, because we know that you have all been there when you're going to pick out some beer at the beer store and you get lost in the selection and you're on a time crunch. You want to pick up something that's going to be good. You want to pick up something new. And what do you do? Where do you go?
You're the pretty boy.
Exactly. So you get the pretty cans and then you pray that it's all going to work out. And so far, I think we've done pretty good, right? Yes. So right before the break, we started talking about the Dark Mile from Forest in Maine, in Ambler, Pennsylvania. And we were just talking about how for such a low ABV, and I mean, this is like shocking, right? At 3.8%, that it's got so much flavor and it's very palatable too.
Yeah.
Yes. And what would you drink? I mean, what would you eat with this?
Have some pub food with this or something.
Yes, right?
Fish and chips or some shepherd's pie.
And there are plenty of good pubs in and around that area. Yeah. How about that one near Lancaster that we went to,
the bull.
Yeah, the one in Lititz.
Oh, yes. You can't say that on the radio. Whatever. Yeah.
So good, though.
No, this is good. I would, again, I know Forest in Maine, they do some beers on cask, so it would be great to try a cask version of this on the pump.
Yeah, it really would. Now, speaking of the can art, the can art, this one drew me in. I'm not going to lie. And it's not that it's like outlandish. It's got like a green top and then like green on the upper half. The lower half is kind of like this goldenrod and brown kind of wavy thing. And then it just has mild, like the sun.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I looked at this and without even knowing what it was, I just thought vintage London. Like such a vibe, and it was like, yep, I'm getting it that.
I could see that. For some reason it reminds me of the Electric Company. But
the show?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I mean, in a vintage 70s-ish kind
of way. Know all the graphics they used to have, like the little cartoons and stuff.
Sure. I don't know. Well, I guess we're both on the same sort of wavelength. Now, does the can art live up to the beer? Does the beer live up to the can art?
I'd say, yeah. I think they're both cool. I think the beer might be better than the can art, but
okay,
the can art's pretty darn cool.
But either way, I think this is another win for us. I think
this is one where the inside and the outside are both winners.
Yes, and God bless. A mild is just so delightful and so easy, to drink. And
I would say that 3.8% mild has almost as much flavor as that 8% Doppelbock.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not as much body, obviously.
Sure. And, but still so much flavor.
Yeah.
And it's still it kind of lingers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Solid. This one we're going to rate a 5. This is absolutely beautiful.
All right. Well, that concludes the good beer portion of this episode.
What are you trying to say?
I should have saved some of that mild in my cup to wash some of this next one down.
Okay, look.
I'm prejudging. I know that's a bad idea, but the can art on this thing is, I don't know if it's cool, but it's eye-catching.
It is very eye-catching.
Stop it. Sorry. Stuff around me.
Very, very eye-catching. Sure. Okay, so this is called...
Me.
This is from Flying Monkeys.
Oh, okay.
And this is called Joy.
Flying Monkeys Craft Brewery in Barrie, Ontario, Canada.
Yes. This is an orange cream chocolate stout.
So, you know how you get those Russell Stover mixed candy things, and you never know which one's going to be the one you don't want?
Sure.
This then is you that bite one. It. And then you're like, God, I got the cream one. Yeah.
Okay.
So this smells like orange cream. Like they nailed it as far as the aroma. Yeah.
Okay. This is 7% ABV. It's bittersweet, dark chocolate layers that curl around a stash of creamy vanilla and zesty orange, releasing an exquisitely layered stout in sips of joy.
They are dead on with the aroma. You could wave one of those pieces of candy under my nose and it would not smell any more like it.
And you were thinking Russell Stover all the way.
Yeah.
Kay. Wow.
Tastes like it too. God. Yeah.
Super creamy.
Yeah.
Super creamy.
Like, do you like orange and chocolate is a thing and I don't know why.
Oh, I think it's great. So years ago for Christmas every year.
Don't they have those orange?
Exactly. They were, I forget where they were from, but it looked like an orange, like it was in the shape of an orange.
Yeah.
And then you smacked it on the table a few times and it would break into individual orange slices. I was a fan of the dark chocolate. My mom liked the milk chocolate a bit more.
But with the orange flavoring?
Yeah, but with the orange flavoring. And it was just enough orange to just sort of complement the chocolate. And it was Terry's, but I don't know where Terry was from.
Yeah.
I don't know that I feel the same way about this one. Is there anything about this that tastes realistic?
Yeah, it's exactly. I've never been able to eat a whole one of those candies, the orange cream ones. But this has the chocolate. It's got the cream. It's got the orange. And there's a little bit of bitter on the back. But they nailed it. I don't know why they wanted to make this, but they did a spot on job of it. I cannot throw any shade as far as that goes.
On this. Okay.
Now, do I like it? I do not.
Okay. Fine.
But this is, it's just strictly preference on the taste.
So the can art on this is, Okay, sadly, it is what drew me to this can. Like, without knowing anything about anything.
It's crazy looking.
It is. It is crazy looking. It's got an orange background, and it has chocolate candies of various sorts, like a Russell Stover mixed box, if you will.
Yeah.
And then right in the center is a squirrel holding an orange. How could you not love that? And then
my lad, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
And it's Flying Monkey Brewery. I mean, how could you not love the logo of the flying monkeys?
I'm going to drink some more of it.
Oh, wow.
I still don't like it.
That's impressive. You still don't like it, but you're drinking more.
There's just, I'm so impressed with how they made something so terrible, but it was exactly what they wanted to do.
Well, that's wrong.
Terrible to me. Okay. Like, other people like you obviously like it because you like orange chocolate. So
I like orange chocolate. I just don't know that I like this because there seems to be an artificial chemicaliness that is just throwing
you
things
think there's
off.
Not artificial chemicals in Terry. You think Terry didn't put some artificial stuff in his chocolate oranges? Half of what was in Terry's chocolate orange came in a barrel.
Okay. What would you pair with this?
Nothing. Sadness. Sadness.
Okay. What are we rating this quickly?
A gallon of that mild beer.
We are rating this.
I'll give it a 3 because they did what they wanted to do.
They did. I don't know that this matches on the inside as the outside, though.
Stick to maple syrup, Canada.
Yeah. And poutine. I think this one is the dud so far out of the, like.
I don't know. You know. I don't know what to think now.
You don't know what to think. Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. We're getting over our taste buds. So today's episode is it as pretty on the inside as it is on the outside? Meaning we've all been there where we go to the store and we don't know what to get and we may pick out a couple that are.
Do you get lured in by a pretty face?
Yes. Meaning the can art. You get lured in by the can art, you bring it back and you hope that things go well.
Yeah.
And sometimes they really do.
Sometimes they do.
And sometimes they really don't.
Sometimes they do not.
Yeah. And I think overall...
might have to vomit after this.
I think overall we've done well so far.
Sure.
Okay. Next up for bids is going to be from North Haven, Connecticut. And this is Dark Places. It's a 13% ABV Imperial Stout with chocolate, vanilla beans, and ancho chilies.
Whew, yikes. It's from Abomination?
Yes, from Abomination.
They're like one of those heavy metal breweries, probably. Like Adroit Theory and Three Floyds.
Oh, this is deliciously smooth.
Very smooth, very viscous.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of heat on the back end.
It just coats every tooth in my mouth. It's great.
It's got that, if it had cinnamon in it, it would have that Mexican cake Mexican chocolate cake kind of vibe, but without that, it's just a very big, sweet dessert kind of beer with some heat.
Yeah, with a little bit of heat just to give it a little edge.
It actually, that little bit of heat from the chilies kind of helps cut the sweetness a little bit.
Okay. You know? Yeah, and helps kind of finish it without knocks super it out. Lingering. Yeah. No, I think it's a great idea. And I think it was restrained.
Yeah.
It's not like could heavy. Not,
yeah, I couldn't drink a lot of this. You know, like a very small pour.
13%. I mean.
Well, but even beyond 13%, it's so thick. And like there's the flavors are very intense. Like the chocolate and the vanilla is very intense in this beer.
Okay.
So they wanted something big. Yeah.
Big and bold, and that's what they got is something big and bold.
Like if you had like some cheesecake or like a Boston cream pie or something. Sure. You need something kind of to offset some of this darkness, you know. Yeah.
So Sam Heimer is the one that came up with the can art for this.
Yeah.
And I was drawn into this because, well, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm a fan of skulls.
I think Sam's got some personal things he's probably dealing with. But
I don't know. You know. I think it's kind of kitschy. I mean, there's a black cat. There's an alleyway with two trick-or-treaters. There's a lot of skulls that are there to protect those trick-or-treaters.
I don't think the skulls are there to protect the trick-or-treaters.
What? It's a very wholesome-looking piece of can art.
No.
Okay, fine. It gave me Danzig vibes. I was digging it.
Once again.
Why, you saying you got a problem with Danzig?
I know. He'd punch me in the face if I had a problem with him. So I'm not trying to mess with Danzig.
It just calls out to my metal music loving
yeah, but let's
of my
be
soul.
Fair. The metal you listen to isn't strictly metal.
Okay.
It's British metal.
Okay.
So
sometimes Pantera you know, is not British
metal.
You
don't listen to Pantera.
I do listen
You're
to Pantera.
You're scared of Pantera.
Are you kidding? Pantera rocks. Okay, so the can art is kind of like...
Stark.
And this is kind of stark, too. Like, I see how it does go together.
Yeah, no, yeah. They match.
And
dead on.
This might not be the best beer to drink in the heat, but I am enjoying it, though.
It'll help you sleep through the hot summer day.
Yeah, you think?
It'll put you down.
It'll put you down.
Whew, damn.
Okay, what would you pair this with?
Like I said, like maybe some light cheese or cheesecake or something to kind of cut through the sweetness a little bit, but but also just to balance out the darkness.
Balance out the darkness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair. What would you have with it?
Mascarpone. I would have some sort of cheesecake kind of thing. I don't know, maybe a really heavily roasted, like crusted meat of some sort.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Because I'm weird like that.
You are weird.
But I'm digging this. And what shall we rate the Dark Places Imperial Stout from Abomination in North Haven?
This or that? I don't know.
I'm going four.
All right.
I think
we're
it's
going four.
Yeah. I'm going four. Okay. Last but certainly not least.
Could be.
What are you talking about? We are going to the You're Not You When You're Thirsty Snickers Porter from Beer Tree Brew in Port Crane, New York.
There you go.
Yes. Okay.
So, you know, like Snickers had those commercials like, you know, you're not you when you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
The best one was Betty White playing football.
Oh my gosh, that was hysterical.
We did cover Beer Tree Brew a couple seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice flight. I think we were overall very impressed with them.
Yeah, sure.
This is nice. So rare, like I don't know how you do it, but like they they bring out the taste of peanut, like very realistically. You know, and peanuts have a lot of oil and fat in them and stuff, and like they tend to create spoilage, you know, so you have to be careful with how you do it.
Sure.
And a lot of breweries will use like that powdered peanut butter stuff or whatever. Well, like, I don't know what they did, but like, it tastes like a Snickers, man. It's like really tastes like a Snickers.
Right. And it's this enticing porter that takes inspiration from the beloved Snickers candy bar. It's 5.9% ABV, which I found interesting that it's only 5.9, because I think feel
it's
like
great.
It's,
that's a great wheelhouse for it to be in. Mm-hmm. I would pair this with the Snickers.
Okay.
God, that would be good, man. I wish I had
Snickers. It probably would be good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But just a good, like a solid porter.
Solid porter, very chocolatey, nice. Like I said, the peanut comes out, and I think that's the most impressive part to me. But it does have like the little bit of the nougat and the caramel and mm-hmm. all the little parts of a Snickers. I think they nailed it pretty well.
Yeah,
it's really
cool. They did. And the can art obviously is right.
It's right there.
If ever there was can art that was made for this beer, it's this, because it's a candy bar. And instead of saying Snickers, it says Beer Tree.
Yeah, great.
Solid. We are going to rate this a 4. And that is going to do it for us today.
Nice.
What a cool little episode.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was a great little flight.
And some good beer, too.
Yeah. And then the Canadian one, so.
Oh, stop. Hello. Whatever. Okay. Well, good old boy Dave, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for letting me be here.
This is good old gal Juliana. Thanks for joining in. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor, take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.